This is Ozarks at Large. The 21st edition of the Arkansas poll is out. The poll asked Arkansans, what is the most important problem facing the state? It asked about elected officials, about immigration, about guns. The poll is sponsored by the Diane D. Blair Center of Southern Politics and Society at the University of Arkansas. The poll's director is Janine Perry, professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. She is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Okay. Every year, I look at this poll and I become this instant expert. And then I ask you, what am I extrapolating that is not correct? I love the question, what's the most important problem facing Arkansas? This, based on the Arkansans you asked, what I found interesting is 2017, 14% said healthcare. 2018, 23%. This year, 9%.
Mm-hmm. It is a puzzle in light of how much it's part of the national conversation, specifically with reference to the presidential election, of course. But it appears from other public opinion research in households, too. This does bounce around. You know, I've been doing this for two decades now, and almost always the top three issues are the economy, healthcare, and education. Everything else will fall into the single digits pretty easily. So it was a little strange to see healthcare that low, but I think we have to keep in mind that there's a lot of subjectivity in categorizing these things, because in odd-numbered years, so I like that you went back to 2017, and that's why we try to present a little bit more of the data kind of in reverse, you know, so people can look back. In odd-numbered years, we ask the question open-ended, and then we do our best to categorize responses. But the responses are all over the map. So when you think about the economy, that could easily be wrapped up into healthcare.
Sure.
So, of course, could the climate or even drug addiction or other kinds of things that have, you know, sort of extend into these other policy areas. So it's real squishy. I try not to make too much of a single finding in a particular year. I say that, but it doesn't mean I don't notice either.
Right.
So, and I mean, yeah, it's just the economy encompasses a lot. When I'm looking at the individual responses, it's a real rough measure.
I loved looking at the approval and disapproval numbers for our president, because it shows that Arkansas, like much of the country, is, where are we? I mean, the approval for President Trump of the people you asked, 50%, the disapproval,
45%.
Sounds
dead
familiar.
Even.
Yeah.
Exactly. Spoiler alert, the country's divided, Kyle. yes, and even more than that, the pattern we see again this year is that national-level figures tend to have lower approval and higher disapproval in general, and we see that again this year, than state-level figures. And the governor almost always does well. We do, and that's true in other states. Usually when they are unpopular, they become deeply unpopular. Of course, lately everyone's been talking about the race in Kentucky, for example. So when you're unpopular as governor, you'll know it. Governors in general have done well, and that's been true for, I think, since we've been, you know, collecting public opinion data. So Arkansas governors in general enjoy that as well. You know, typically, instead of just feeling good about at least half the people approving of the job, it's very typical in Arkansas and elsewhere for them to get two-thirds, even three-quarters of approval, and we see that again with Asa Hutchinson this year.
You asked a lot of questions about guns in the 2019 Arkansas poll.
We did. It's something I've asked one and only one question almost every year for the existence of the poll since 1999. And it's just sort of, do you want stricter or less strict regulation? And I think that's done a fair job of capturing whatever it is that we're talking about in the country or in the state right at that moment. But it's clearly something that deserved a little more probing, as we've seen a slate, a kind of a menu of policy proposals coming from the state legislature, many of which have been adopted in the last couple of legislative sessions, and then coming at the national level, in which they haven't been adopted. And I thought, in light, too, of the fact that some national polling organizations have tried to capture this menu many times, and these are coming from really credible organizations like Pew and Gallup and Marist NPR and things like that, I thought, well, let's take one of those really current findings from the national level and see how it translates to Arkansas. Because something I've found over the years is that Arkansas herself and then also, or even more so, people from outside Arkansas tend to think that we must be wildly different from the average American. And in the past, when I've had comparable data, I've discovered that's almost never the case. We're typically just a few percentage points off of whatever the national finding is. But I don't always have space to report that. It's just something that I examine and maybe share with students. But in this case, I thought, let's take that battery from this fall, from a national sample, and let's just apply it to Arkansas and see. And for the most part, you see us doing it again, looking a lot like the average American.
I mean, on these gun questions, I'll give the Arkansas sample number first and then the national sample.
Okay.
And it's so close. Increased funding for mental health screening and treatment, Arkansas 90, national 89, say yes. Require background checks for gun purchases at gun shows or private sales, Arkansas sample 85, national 83. Arkansas actually more likely to say yes. National red flag law, 76 to 72, Arkansas sample first. License to purchase a gun, 67 to 72, all of these, pretty close.
Again and again. And we start to break out on a few of the issues. We start to look slightly different than the average, say, on school teachers carrying guns.
We're much higher than the national sample, yes, 52-37.
Right, in that direction. So we deviate, right, in that respect. But the majority of the time, a great majority of us favor gun restriction. And it's tighter, actually, when you look at the broad question. So for the this question, do you think it is more important to protect gun rights or control gun violence? The Arkansas sample for very likely voters only, control gun violence 48%, protect gun rights 44%. So right there in the margin of error, you know, most of us would say that's a divided sample. But it probably isn't what most people outside the state would expect of Arkansas in terms of the southern portion of her identity, and it's probably not what many Arkansans would expect of themselves. And then nationally, right, it's 56% more concerned about gun violence versus 39% protect gun rights. So we break out a little bit there, but in terms of sort of the philosophy, right, our relationship with guns generally, the abstraction, but when it comes to the specifics, we look a heck of a lot like the rest of the country. So I think that was something worth exploring. And then even more than that, I tried to use that model to test, well, how much support is there for what the Arkansas legislature has done recently,
right,
which is to emphasize more the gun rights angle of things, the looser restrictions and less greater restrictions in, I guess, the interest of gun safety and reduced violence. And here again, there are some exceptions, but I thought it was really interesting that while the Arkansas legislature has recently implemented bills relating to, say, having a concealed license would allow people to take guns into bars, that only 26% of an Arkansas-only sample said that they approve of that measure. Permitting ownership or sort of reinforcing the idea of ownership of machine guns, sawed-off shotguns, and silencers. Only a quarter of Arkansans supported that. But reducing the cost of a concealed carry handgun license, well, half of us support that and 41% disapprove. And, of course, for the Northwest Arkansas listeners, but also statewide, it was something that generated attention, of course, for several years when it came to having an enhanced carry permit and being allowed to take concealed handguns into college campuses. We got 52% disapproved to 43% approved. These aren't wide margins, but they're outside the margin of error. And I just thought it was telling in light of what happens when legislatures when they take on a supermajority, almost a monopoly quality. So setting aside the Democratic South, right, after the Civil War, including Arkansas until 2010. But when you see legislatures that are really lopsided, and this is something we know from the broader literature, we have evidence that suggests that when you match legislative votes with public opinion in those states, that the legislators seem to take that mandate farther than public opinion suggests they really want to go. There's kind of an exaggeration effect that comes with a supermajority or almost a monopoly of party power. And I wondered if that would play out here on something present, right? Kind of what we call an easy issue. Everybody has an opinion about it. So it's a high profile issue. But even on guns, that largely appeared to be the case.
I think the best thing you can do with a poll like this is come out of it and think, oh, some of the things I thought I knew to be gospel might not be so.
And if that's all that I can get across in any given year, or certainly overall in the project, I think that that would be a good product, something good to have produced.
Anything I missed on the poll that you want to make sure we know about?
Something I thought was interesting that actually came up in a social media conversation, perhaps ironically, is it happens that thanks to some collaboration off and on over the years with journalism faculty here at the University of Arkansas, I have asked about newspaper readership.
Yes.
And it's sort of an accident that I'd asked it some years and then not other years, but it gave me a little bit of a feel for how that may have changed as newspapers, as businesses, of course, are struggling, and as the way in which we get news is, of course, dramatically changing. And it's as we suspected. It was the case that far more people reported reading a newspaper on a daily basis or even once a week, you know, just 8 or 10 years ago, and now far less do. And while we know, and I didn't ask this follow-up on the Arkansas poll, we know from some really interesting research done now for a number of years from the Pew Charitable Trust that people are getting their news in different ways. I think we can extrapolate, though, that we also know that a higher and higher percentage of us are having a hard time distinguishing between fact and opinion. So we may not be compensating for print news the way that we may be telling ourselves we are. And I know that's true for me personally, and I consume more news than the average person. But glancing at a headline on, you know, your neighbor's Facebook page is a lot different from communing with a print newspaper in the morning. And yes, there are other ways to get news, but other data suggests, not Arkansas poll data yet, but other data suggests that, in fact, the quality of our information, the depth, the accuracy of our understanding actually is on a commensurate decline. And I just can't conclude that that's an accident.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, well, we'll end there.
Janine, so sorry.
Janine Perry is the director of the Arkansas Poll, professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. The 21st edition of the poll available online by searching for Arkansas Poll or by following the link at ozarksatlarge.com. Poll sponsored by the Diane D. Blair Center of Southern Politics and Society at the University of Arkansas. Janine, thanks as always for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.